Welcome to In the Moment and welcome to Monday Mindset. These are short conversations about small changes that add up to big things. I'm Lori Walsh and I'm here in the Kirby Family Studio at SDPB Sioux Falls Studio with Melissa Johnson. Melissa is an author and a certified speaker. She's a trainer with the John Gordon Companies. She's an entrepreneur and owner of Oh My Cupcakes and a professional encourager. Melissa, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Professional encourager is my favorite title.
I just like that. You put that on the business card. Yeah,
absolutely.
Or a t-shirt. Yeah. So we have been discussing together author Jeff Waller's Seven Mindsets curriculum. These are seven specific mindsets that are common among highly successful people. You can learn more at sevenmindsets.com. And it's just a great way to start Mondays, first of all, because Mondays can be a bit of a grind depending on your work schedule. But right. Even though it's a curriculum that's generally geared towards students, we found that all of us can benefit from these seven mindsets. And Melissa's going to remind listeners what exactly those are.
Yes. So once again, the ones we've been through thus far, everything is possible. Passion first. We are all connected, 100% accountable. Attitude of gratitude is what we'll talk about today. And then coming up, live to give, and the time is now.
All right. Last week, we talked about being 100% accountable, and we kind of flipped that on its head a little bit to where it was an act of self-care and not necessarily a negative that some people might associate with the word accountability. It's about taking care of yourself and setting those boundaries. And I thought about that a lot this week, is just, you know, what does it mean to think about that word differently? These words that we kind of take for granted that we know what they mean.
Right. 100% accountability is really about designing your life in the way you want it, which, as you said, is an incredible act of self-care. It's an incredibly successful thing you can do for yourself to propel you in the direction you want to go. And especially as we, you know, continue to move on into the new year, a lot of us are looking for those things that are going to propel us in the direction we want to go with this year ahead.
Yeah. And it's not a punishment.
It's not a punishment, not at all. No, in fact, it is an act of love. Let's just say that.
All right. So let's talk about having an attitude of gratitude, because we touched on this in an earlier episode. And even at that time, we made on-the-spot gratitude lists.
Yes, we did. In fact, okay, so if I remember yours correctly, it was your great listeners and the conversations you get to have right here.
Yes.
Your producers and how hard they work on the show. And just an gratitude towards having your brother here, even though he's been experiencing an illness that you've been working through.
4 years of cancer battles, and super grateful to still have him around, have another holiday season, have another New Year's with him still. Still going, grateful for all the people who are taking good care of him.
Absolutely.
As well, because you forget that when you have a health illness, how many times that you meet new people that you've never met before and form these deep relationships with because of the care that they provide for you.
Right.
So an unexpected moment of gratitude.
Yes.
There.
Oh,
well.
I love it. I love it. You know, and during the holidays, we've been more keenly focused on gratitude. The holiday season really does bring that out in people, right? And the giving and the celebrating. But it's true that not, you know, the holidays aren't necessarily a happy time for everyone. And even as we move forward into this new year, not every day is a really great day. Can we just be honest about that? Let's be honest about that. In fact, you know, we're gripped by the cold months here. One of my friends says January is the longest 6 weeks of winter. We're gripped by the cold months, and sometimes it can be challenging to keep a positive perspective. More than that, no matter how hard you try, sometimes circumstances or happen or people come into your path that they happen into your day, and they can really, really bring some challenge. So in fact, I have to laugh. I have to tell you that as I was, you know, digging into this, doing some research, you know, typing up our bullet points and our things that we wanted to be sure to cover, I overwrote the document that I was working on, Attitude of Gratitude. And I had to really like kind of grit my teeth and go, that's right, Attitude of Gratitude. And then, Lori, I did it again. I did it again. And I'm telling you what, it was a challenge to choose my attitude and choose my mindset about that. But at some point, you just have to laugh about it.
That is a cosmic intervention to see if you really...
Do you believe what you're saying here? Exactly. Exactly.
So what do we do with that then?
You know, well, we can actually retrain our brains to focus on attitude. We can begin to retrain our brain to look for the gratitude in all things, with daily gratitude practices. And, you know, even in a situation like that, I can look back at the lesson that I learned from it. And right. I can look at that with gratitude because I can guarantee you that that will not happen to me again. So I'm grateful for the lesson I learned. But, you know, our brains are like a muscle. And so if you think of muscles and trying to build your arm strength, you work by adding a little more weight each time and sure. by doing repetition, right? Lots and lots of repetition. So if we're, for instance, focused on working those arm muscles repetitively until they do what we want them to do, we can do the same thing with our brains.
Yeah.
You know, it's only with repetition that we effectively build that gratitude muscle.
All right. So let's talk about some of your favorite ways to practice that gratitude.
You know, gratitude journaling is the one I go to every single time. It is my go-to. I think gratitude journaling is such a wonderful way to look back at how far you've come.
Yeah.
And to see the things that you really have to be grateful for, but the things that you were grateful for 2 years ago, they may or may not be the same things you're grateful for today. And so again, I think it's such a great way to look back at progress over the course of time. I also love gratitude meditations. Do you use apps on your phone?
I do have the Calm app. I like that one.
Yeah. I love that
Isn't
one.
Isn't that nice?
It is so good. It is so good. And, you know, a gratitude and prayer walk is another thing. We talk about walking for exercise, walking for fitness, walking for purpose. But what about walking just to be thankful for the legs that you have to move you and for the trees that are around you and for the clothes you have to keep warm? When you focus on those things over and over repetitively, that gratitude muscle grows.
I did this when I dropped my daughter off for college. Just walked around the campus when I had that moment to myself, instead of sort of being sad.
Yeah.
I was just grateful for all the places that I knew she was going to discover and the places that she was going to go and the steps she was going to sit on and the bus that was going to take her to the airport to bring her home. And it just was a very, you know, therapeutic kind of moment for me to not only remind myself that these resources were there for her mm-hmm. and that she would find them.
Yes.
But to be grateful for all the work that those people at that university do.
Yes.
To take care of all these students who are coming from all over the world
right.
to study there. So a gratitude walk doesn't have to be, you know, no one knew I was doing it. They just thought I was walking.
And what you're talking about as well as you're walking is your mindset. Now, you had a choice. You could have been really sad about the fact that she was at college and you weren't going to see her. This past Christmas was the first Christmas that I've spent without my middle daughter.
Mm.
First one ever. I've always had all of my kids around me at Christmas. But she's getting married this June. And so she was out in lead with her fiance's family. And instead of being sad that they weren't here, I was so grateful for technology. We were able to FaceTime with them on Christmas morning, and we were able to open presents together and be together, even if we weren't in the same zip code. And then I was so grateful for Connor and for his family and for the fact that he lives on this side of the state. So I get him most of the time, and his family's such a great family. It's, you know, and it shifted my mindset completely to focus on all the things that I was grateful for.
And you can be sad too. But then it was almost a break from that sadness and that heaviness and that great mindset shift.
Yeah.
What's the awesome list?
I was the awesome
list.
I
want to know what an awesome list
is. Yes. Well, I was just going to say that sometimes with gratitude journaling or gratitude lists, sometimes I can even start to feel a little stagnant in that.
Sure. Yeah.
And you find yourself writing the same things over and over. And so my awesome list is, as I write something, it might sound a little silly, but in my head, I'll go, that's awesome. That's awesome. I got to make, you know, vegetable soup over Christmas. That's awesome. Yeah. I got to work out at a place I love on Saturday. That's awesome. And when you do that, there is just, again, some shift that happens within yourself that causes you to focus on not only how awesome it is, but how grateful you are for those things.
Right. And we spend so much time on this show, on NPR, in the world, you know, wherever you're getting your news and information, focusing on some really important stuff. But some of that stuff can get kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this mindset work has really been helpful. I think, for all of us here on the show to take a break, too, from the important responsibilities that we have and also to say, hey, this is awesome. We can also talk about, it's Monday, let's be grateful.
Yes.
You know, for some of the things that we have, yeah.
And here's why it's so important. As you talk about some of the things that we have swirling around our world, and we can't control those things that are swirling around in our world, but I love the example that John Gordon shares in one of his books, and it's been shared multiple times in different forums and different arenas, but I love the illustration of the two dogs that are inside of us. And the two dogs that are inside of us, we have a positive dog and we have a negative dog. And one is happy, one is calm, one is filled with peace, one is warring within itself, one is negative. It's, you know, just a little more on the dark side. We all have two dogs within us. And so there's an illustration where, you know, someone goes to the wise man and says, well, I have these two dogs and I feel like they're warring within me. Which one wins? And the wise man says, the one you feed. Mm. And it's the one you feed. So you can choose to feed it with all of that swirling stuff that's going on around us, right. Or we can choose to feed it with gratitude.
Nice. Good stuff.
Thank you.
What's going to be next?
Next week, we are talking about Live to Give.
I look forward to that one.
And thank you so much. I'm excited about it as well.
And thank you for listening to Monday Mindset. These are short conversations about small changes that add up to big things. I'm Lori Walsh, and my guest has been Melissa Johnson. We'll see you next time, Melissa.
Have a great day.